They say that ignorance is bliss. Well, book critic John Leonard may not have been blissful or ignorant, but he was at least happy with his image of Moorish Spain until Richard Fletcher's new book came along. Fletcher is an award-winning British scholar whose book The Quest for El Cid won England's Wolfson Literary Award for History in 1989. John has a review of the new book, Fletcher's Spain.
My excuse for romanticizing Moorish Spain is better than most. A handsome two-volume edition of Washington Irving's The Conquest of Granada is my only patrimony. They may have been the only two books my father ever owned, and there's no evidence that my father, who sang tenor, drank rye, and died young, ever read them. But I did, along with Irving's Tales from the Alhambra, and I've dreamed ever since of Arab mathematicians in long flowing robes, floating like ghosts among striped columns and blue mosaics, of dark poets in the Caliph's garden. Richard Fletcher, the English historian of medieval Iberia, will have none of this dreaminess. Back in 1989, in The Search for El Cid, he explained that the hero of the epic poem was really a mercenary thug, a sword for hire, equally by Christians and Muslims. But Fletcher also hinted that the Moors, too, had their warts. Now he tells the whole story, and this demystification hurts me and my father. However much I would prefer to believe that the Islamic presence in southern Spain, from 711 till 1492, was more civilized than Spain perhaps deserved, the evidence is otherwise. Cordoba's glory, and Granada's, and Seville's, depended on ransom, tribute, gold, and slavery. Because the elite Arabs were unkind to their own second-class Berbers, the Berbers were always revolting. These warrior aristocracies pillaged each other's city-states, just like the Christian princelings of Aragon and Castile. And just like those princelings, they periodically slaughtered Jews. As much as Moorish Spain was a victim of invasions by Fernando, Isabella, and El Cid, it was also the victim of invasions from North Africa by Moroccan fundamentalists who felt that the Andalusians, in their honeycomb domes, around their pools of lions and myrtles, had gone soft in the faith of the Prophet. And according to Fletcher, people like me are soft on the Moors because we're nostalgic for some mythical Garden of Eden, what he calls the August pomegranate of Andalusia. To this nostalgia, we've also added a dash of Anglo-Saxon Protestant prejudice against Spanish Catholicism, plus some 19th-century romantic fluff and some 20th-century liberal guilt about the evils of colonialism. But the Moors themselves were conquistadors and colonizers. It ought to be enough for us. It's certainly enough for this scrupulous historian that they gave back to the West the secrets of Greek antiquity and Neoplatonism, of Aristotle and Hypatia, that with their own advanced philosophy, geometry, astronomy, optics, and medicine, they made it possible for Aquinas to prove the existence of God, for Newton to fall into gravity, and for Dante to go to hell, that without them there would have been no watermelon, spinach, or artichoke, no limes or figs in our garden. And Fletcher has a wonderful time quoting their poetry, which sings like birds in their palace aviaries. Moorish Spain is lots to think about. On reflection, it seems to me that almost every ancient civilization I have admired as a tourist, standing in its bare ruined choirs, was likewise based on gold and slaves, or went in for foot binding and female infanticide, or for cannibalism and clitorectomies. I'm glad, in a way, that my father didn't know this, and sort of sorry that I do.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Fletcher's Spain by Richard Fletcher.